Good morning, Aggieland. Welcome to Waterful Wednesday. Boil water notices have made the news several times in the last couple of years, including some in Texas. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality may require a water utility to issue a boil water notice under these conditions. An acute health threat, which is immediate, including detection of E. coli bacteria or high turbidity levels, or any potential compromise to public health. These boil water notices are issued more out of an abundance of caution and may be caused by power outages, equipment failure, disinfectant level less than required, water outages, and loss of water pressure, to name a few. A loss of water pressure may lead to conditions that could allow for bacteria to be introduced into a water system. Due to the power outages and winter storm Uri, as well as multiple water line breaks due to freezing temperatures, over 2,300 water systems statewide had boil water notices at one point. In the summer of 2022, high water demand meant some water systems couldn't keep their storage tanks filled, and that caused a loss in pressure, leading to boil water notices. These must be issued within 24 hours of a violation and can be issued through radio, newspaper, TV, emergency alert systems, or other means. If you get word to boil your water, the TCEQ gives these tips. Bring water to a rolling boil and let the water boil for 2 minutes and then let it cool. Have some of this water ready for any use where the water enters your mouth, such as teeth brushing, drinking water for human and pet family members, hand washing, baby formula, and making ice. Also, don't consume any ice made during a boil water notice. You can do laundry and bathe as normal, just don't swallow any water in the shower or bath. Automatic dishwashers are also fine as long as the water gets to 150 degrees. Tune in next week for more ways to level up and be a water geek.